Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Praise God. Praise God, everyone. It is a pleasure to see you on the line tonight. We praise God for his spirit. We thank God for what he's getting ready to do in the midst of his people for such a time as this. This is Apostle Delilah May Gamble coming to you in spirit and in truth on tonight, on this beautiful Thursday night, February 12, 2015. Amen. We're going to go into prayer. All hearts and minds clear. No matter what type of day you had, just know that you got the victory because of who Jesus is. That's what makes us who we are today. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, God. We come humbly before your throne of grace. We ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to have your way in the midst of the people. Father God, we ask that you release the anointing, the fresh anointing, to burn up every root that is not of your spirit, and every tree that is attached to that root that does not represent your spirit. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you release the holy fire of God to burn it up at the root. Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to touch each mind, to touch each inner man. People are struggling with things, God, and they're afraid to even talk to someone about it because they're afraid that that person may spread it. But Father God, we thank you on tonight that you're getting ready to do a detoxing in the spirit. We thank you on tonight, God, that you're getting ready to uproot, upluck everything, God, that is not of your spirit. Father God, we thank you right now that you're going to do just what you said. We thank you, God, that we know that you are a healer. We know, Father God, that you can do anything but fail. There is nothing too hard for you to do, God. We stand on your word on tonight. And because we stand on your word, they give us the kingdom right to stand in our full authority. We will not take down to the enemy lies. We will not take down to the spirit of fear. We will not take down to familiar spirits, but we will stand with our whole armor on. And that we will allow you, God, to have your way. For you are Jehovah Giver, the God that fight battles. You are Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. You are Jehovah Nisi, the God of banner. Yes, you, God, you are our banner. There's no other God besides you. There's no other God before you. You are Alpha. You are Omega. You are the beginning. And you are the end. And for this reason, we give you praise. And for this reason, we worship you. Hey, God, Raboshata. We give you what belongs to you. God, our praise and our worship, they are chasing after you on tonight. Because we are thirsty for the rivers of the living water. We desire you, God, more than anything. Because we know that heaven and earth shall pass away. We know that this earth is going to pass away. But heaven will stand and last forever. So, Father God, we thank God for the speaker on tonight, Prophetess Bridget Houston. Father God, that you will anoint those lips of clay and that you remove everything that wants to hinder her from bringing forth your word, your sound doctrine, your holy word, your pure word, your sanctified word, that you will breathe upon her and in her, and that she will release what you're speaking to her spirit on tonight, and that she will go forth in power and in your glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. We're going to have Prophetess Bridget on tonight, a very powerful woman of God that loves God. And she adores the people of God. You cannot love God and not love God's people. The Bible says that you are a liar. People trying to say that they love God whom they have never seen. And they see their sisters and brothers every day. And tonight we stand on that unity in the community. I declare it and I declare that it shall be. God got a remnant that is one heart and one mind that is thirsty after the things of him and not after the things of this world. So right now, I'm going to introduce y'all to Prophetess Bridget way down in Austin, Texas. Amen. This beautiful soul of God. Amen. As she get ready to bring forth the word of God. Amen. Let us be attentive, saints. Let us not miss the word that is coming out of the mouth of God's mouthpiece. The Bible said that every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, we need to pay attention to what God is saying. Amen. Every word, not some words, that's a trick of the enemy, but every word that comes out of God's mouth, we need to pay attention because it's supernatural and it's healing for the soul and healing for the marrows of the bones. Amen. Prophetess Bridget, come on. God bless you. How you doing today, Amen. Woman of God?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am excited because Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like Glory to give God for what he's doing and what he's already done and what he's going to do. And to the visionary, Apostle Gamble, I thank you again.
Praise God.
God-given opportunity on this evening. And to the people of God, welcome. And be ready. And I pray that you hear something that you can take and keep forever that will be life-changing for you. I want to highlight on your vision unity in the community. We've been on a couple of days this week talking about unity in the community. This topic, we've heard some really good testimonies, great teaching, some great vision and wisdom. And unity is still exceeding for this day and time right now. But, you know, there's so many people who are just not on one accord when it comes to what God is saying, what God is trying to do. Just us as a whole people, the community, the world, so much thinking of trying to catch people's attention. But, you know, God's trying to bring us back to unity, you know, according to what his word says from the very beginning, you know. So I think that's such a great, vision that God has given me, and it's so needed in this day and time. So I thank you for that. And I know that God... bringing back unity in the community. There can be so many things said and taught in unity, but God has many tools that can be given to the people of God to learn in different ways or, you know, to help bring them to oneness in him.
Yes.
So what God has given me was to talk about and I also, let me go back to the unity. I wanted to talk about what the meaning of that is. So some of those who have been on the ground is really not clear on that. It's a form of oneness and harmony, the opposite of being divided. And mathematically, it means unity. And I use the scripture in 133, behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
Yes.
So getting back to unity, God has given me detoxing in order to become spiritually fit. Well, we're going to talk about detoxing and what it is.
Yes.
Detoxing is the process of removing toxic substances. I have been a person who believes in detoxing my body. Once I learned about detoxing is and what it does, I actually do it probably every 3 to 4 months of the year. It's so important because when you learn about the toxins and stuff that accumulate in your body, you realize that's why we have so many illnesses and so many diseases and stuff. I think that we can help rid of some of those things by detoxing on more of a regular basis. And I know a lot of people don't do it, don't really know about it. But when I learn about it, I began to do it on a regular basis because I know what it has done to me. It has given me, it increases my energy level. It takes away, you know, from me being so lethargic at times. It even, you know, you can even shed some pounds in the process
yes.
of detoxing. In the process of detoxing.
Amen.
So detoxing, the reason why I do it is because I do want to keep my body in agreement with good health. So
amen.
when I start feeling some type of way, I'll begin to ask myself, okay, you know, when's the last time did you detox? You need to get back on your regimen. You need to, you know, start doing some things to get your body back in alignment to good health. Where, you know, God didn't call and cause our body to be sick all the time or to be weighed down. And so I'll take on my detoxing regimens and begin to remove anything out of my body that may be having me feel some type of way.
Yes.
There is a process to us getting back on one accord with him, and detoxing is necessary for this. I went to Psalm 51:5 because
yes.
we were born into sin. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Because there's so many of us who want to be free from sin or wrongdoing, but we don't know
yes.
how to get there. That's what's wrong with a lot of people. You don't know how to get there. In your mind, you're thinking, you know, I'm really tired of partaking in this repeated sin, this repeated thing. You know, I really want to be free from this, but you're really not sure how to do it. We desire greatly to be in oneness with our Father. I know a lot of us do. But knowing the ingredients of getting there is the problem. I can remember
yes.
when I was in my sin, living and doing my mess, partaking in stuff that I know was wrong, and the conviction and stuff that I would feel from it, I would stop sometimes and just ask myself, how do I get away from doing this? I'm tired of doing this. I know it's wrong, but what do I do to stop? How do I stop? You know, where do I go to get help from this, you know?
Yes.
So that's usually the first part of the your mind has to want to go there and say, hey, look, I'm ready for change. I'm ready to stop. I'm tired of doing this. You got to be tired. You got to be sick and tired of you and what you're doing, your mess.
Yes.
So detoxing plays a very important part in this, and we're going to get to how I talk about how I do.
Amen.
So you have to become aware of your illness.
Come on.
That's the first step. You got to become aware of your illness.
That's right.
And awareness is very, 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 very important. Once you become aware of it, then you have to admit that there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Kind of like when you become aware when your body's not feeling too well. You become aware when your body is sick, and then you go to take necessary steps to try to fix that problem. It's the same thing in the spirit realm.
Oh, my.
We desire to be healthy, so we're conscious of what we need to do for our body to remain like that. We become self-conscious about what we eat, how much we eat. We even become fearful of eating certain foods and taking in too much sugars because of fear or what it may do to our body. Well, we need to have that same mindset when it comes to our spirit man.
That's right.
You are in your mind when you're aware and you want to, and when you become conscious of what you're eating and what you're not willing to take into your body because you know what it just might do to your body. right there in your mind, you are already in agreement with having good physical health. So, again, it begins in your mind. It begins with the thought. It begins with the desire to try to remain a certain way. Well, same thing with our fear, man. You need to have to get it in your mind. You need to want to stop or taking in the things that are not healthy for you. You got to want to begin to try to figure out, what do I need to do to become free from the things that I'm doing that's not healthy for my body, my soul. You got to really know about that soulless realm, your soul, man, and how important it is for your physical body. You know, we carry so many diseases, not just in the natural, but our spirit realm. When we begin to partake in things of the world, or the sins and stuff that we're involved in, you know, those diseases begin to pile up. They begin to cause illnesses on the inside of your body, just like in the natural diseases. When they pile up, they begin to build like a sludge around your colon wall, and that's why we go into detox, because you want to get that stuff from around there. You want to get it out of you. Well, we need to do the same for our spirit, man. And it takes a detoxing to get your spirit man to line up with what God is calling you to do, to put you back on track with him, put you back in oneness with him. And be mindful of what we... So, and God began to speak to me about STDs. And what he gave me concerning that was sin-transmitted diseases.
My God.
Sin-transmitted diseases, STDs. Again, you got to, we know, if you've ever had an STD in your life, whether it be you was able to take the medicine for it and get rid of it, or if it's there with you. STDs, you know in your mind that is not something we are quick to go run somewhere. Give me a pill because I need to rid of this.
Come on.
Well, how come we don't have that same mindset with our sin-transmitted diseases? We got to want to be free from these sin-transmitted diseases.
Come on now.
You have to have the desire. Whatever sin that you partake in, you got to get tired of it. You got to want to be free from it. You know, my sin-transmitted diseases that I dealt with, I was tired of dealing with fornication. I was tired of shacking up. I was tired of lying. I was tired of just doing things that I know was not of God. All of this, you know, it's in the word, and he tells you, and that's just not of God. I had to become tired and want to be free from that stuff, and I did get there. I did. It is a process. It is not easy. But when and when you're serious about getting on one accord with God, you'll do whatever means necessary. Just like you'll take however many pills that doctor tell you that it'll get rid of them STDs for real, you'll do the same thing.
Yeah.
You got to begin saying no to everything that has you in agreement with the things of the world.
That's
then
right.
You got to begin to find out what ingredients you need to take to detox, to get you to that place with God, the ingredients would, you know, in reading your word, studying your word, living by the word, fasting and praying, and want to die to your flesh, and you got to, an ingredient also, like I said earlier, is you got to admit where you are.
Yes.
You got to admit it. You got to and then have the desire to be free from it. You got to be ready to be free from that thing, because sometimes we can say it with our mouth all day long, but if your mind and your heart and your body and soul is not ready to let it go, it's not going to happen. Saying it and actually doing it is two different things. The more ingredients that God to ask God to lead you to a spirit-filled church where you can partake of now the elimination process.
Yes.
There's an elimination process once you take what it takes, once you take the detox, however form it is, if it's in pills, if it's liquid, you take it, it's doing the work on the inside. Now it's got to be eliminated. The elimination process from the sin transmitted diseases come by being in God's presence.
Come on.
Being in an atmosphere where deliverance can take place, where healing can take place, where, you know, because there's no way. My spiritual mother, Dora Flanoy, and I believe she may be on the line this evening, is to always tell us in Sunday school class, there's no way you can go into God's presence and come out the same. There's no way.
Come on now.
And I learned my experience. So being in an atmosphere of God's presence, where that's where elimination will take process, because you can't take the detoxing products and expect to be cleaned out if you're not releasing it. You got to let it go.
That's right.
And then refuse to take that stuff back in. And you'll notice once you've been in God's presence, like I said, it's a process. The STDs will begin to fall off. They will no longer, you'll notice, because they'll no longer entice you anymore. Once you become free from one of those STDs, then you'll begin to say, you know, I'm going to detox and do this thing again for the next thing.
Amen.
So that's part of the process, to keep going, to keep detoxing, to keep doing it. And when those STDs begin to fall off and sin-transmitted diseases begin to fall off, it's putting you oneness with God.
Yes.
And once you see that you made it to one, you got victory in that one place, then you're like, you know what? I'm ready to stock up on detox products, because now I'm ready to get rid of this one. I'm ready for this one to fall off. So detoxing, it just plays such an important role. You know, we can't go in thinking detoxing only to, yeah, it's going to help you perform better. It's going to, you'll have more clarity. You can think better. You'll want to keep doing it because you'll see the good that's coming out of the detoxing. So it's a process. But when I began to go through my spiritual, when I wanted to become free from my mess, when I wanted to be cleaned up, and the scripture, I focused on it for so long, and I still go back to it. Psalms 51:7, I'll ask God to purify me from my sins, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. And I used to focus on that scripture all the time, and I used to almost just really beg God to please clean me up, Lord, from and free me from all of this mess. Because that stuff will have you so weighted down, and you'll wonder why you're feeling some type of weight. Even in detoxing, in the natural, you will lose some pounds. But when you do it and you start dropping off some of them STDs, you'll begin to drop weight there.
Yes.
So as it is in the natural, it's in the spirit as well.
Amen.
And as I became pure and pure, not being perfect, because God is still working on me, that's why I'm still here, still going through a process daily. But where it has me now is I refuse to go back to those STDs that I was once in. I refuse to go back. I refuse to go back and detox for the same things over and over and over. Now, I may get some new little things that God has to work on me with, but I refuse to go back. Once you have had the experience of God cleaning you up from something, there is no way you will want to go back to that. No way.
Come on now.
So I just thank God for that. I really do. I thank God for that because I know I have been delivered from so much stuff. And my heart goes out to the people because, you know, now I can look at people now and say, you know what, they, you know, I try not to chalk it up to people. You know, they just got a bad attitude. No, they have real issues going on for real. They need some healing and some deliverance, you know. So because I'm in there, because God has brought me from some things, I can look at those people and their situations differently and reach out and try to help them to become better, to not live in sin, to want to get on one accord with Jesus Christ, to want to do better, to want to begin to detox spiritually, to want to grow and mature in Christ. Because I've been there.
Yes.
I've been there, and I can help people with the process of it now. So I understand, you know, why I had to go through it, why I went through it. And it is not an overnight process. It is not. You, as long as I live, I will not stop detoxing in the natural or in the spirit because it will always need to be done. Always.
Amen.
When you walk outside, when you walk outside into environments, when you go into your job, there's stuff that will try to come and attach itself to you. So you will need to constantly spiritually detox. Constantly.
Yes.
When you walk outside and we're breathing in the stuff in the environment and taking it, inhaling that stuff into our lungs and stuff, that's why we need to detox. Same reason.
Yes.
Same reason.
Amen.
I just bless God for it. I bless God for, you know, just bringing the whole, the unity in the community. When we talk about the unity is being in oneness, the community is us, the people.
Yes.
When you line your body up, your mind, your soul, to getting back on to what God has called us to unity, to oneness, to coming back together, as he called it, you know, you'll begin to feel so much better, so much better, so much better. And I can't say this enough when we talked about community, the unity this week. God had me talk about how love brings about unity. Well, in your deep process for your body, you got to love yourself to want to get back to that place.
Come on.
Love has got to come in. You got to love yourself enough to stop all of your mess to get back on one accord with Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You have got to. And I began to share with the people this week how love does the binding. Unity combines. Community is to intertwine. But once you get to that unity, then you're able to walk in all of that. You're able to walk in that.
Amen.
Just remember, it is just, it's a process, but it can be done. Don't give up and don't give in. God loves us daily, no matter what we've done. If you wake up breathing, my God, he's giving you another chance.
Yes.
To keep going, to keep pressing your way through it. There's people that God is lining up that you can reach out to, you can talk to. You need to find somebody that you can talk to, somebody that you can reach out to and ask for help. Don't sit in that and wonder without asking. There's a way out. There's a way out.
Amen.
And God wants you out. God wants you free from all of your bondage, from every sin, sick, disease that we have. God wants you free from that.
Amen.
I just thank God for this opportunity. I pray that something was said on this evening. I pray that somebody's going to come out of their STD on tonight in the name of Jesus. I declare it and I decree it in the mighty name of
Amen.
Jesus.
In the mighty
and
name
we
of
just
Jesus.
God, right now, you are victorious in Christ Jesus right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Father.
In the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now, God.
Jesus.
Thank you, God. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. You are victorious in Christ Jesus, no matter what. God has given you an intent. Repent and turn from your every evil and wicked way on tonight, and don't go back. Don't look back. And don't go back. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Don't look back. Your opportunity is now. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And he wants you. I'm not sure who I'm speaking to, but you know. He wants to free you tonight. In the name of Jesus, you are free.
In the name of Jesus.
You are free. You are free. You are free. He did it yesterday. No more. No more. Ha did it about shata. Satan, take your filthy hands. He did it about shata. In the name of Jesus, he we thank you right now, God. My bloodline of protection around them now.
Thank you.
Right now, God, we bless your name for it. Right now, God, we give you all the glory and the honor for it. Right now, God, and it shall be otherwise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Shanda. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You know, Prophetess Brenda, this is a very powerful subject tonight. Because, you know, as you was talking, God began to show me also a spiritual Botox.
My God.
A spiritual Botox. And that is what somebody that is not pleased with the way they look, they go and get breast implants, and they go and get the shots in their behind and in their hips and in their lips. And God began to show me that in the spirit realm, that's like somebody that is adding on sin to sin.
My God.
Spiritually speaking. spiritually speaking, you are adding on spiritually Botoxing to your inner man. Saints, it is very, very important for us to allow the Holy Spirit to detox us from inside out. God works from the inside out. So when we don't allow the Holy Spirit to detox us, each and every day that we wake up and we see new mercies and we don't get into the presence of God, you are stinking his nostrils.
My God.
It is so vital. And this is how the community would come together in unity. 2 Corinthians 7 and 14 say, if my people, 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall pray, humble themselves, and seek my face. See, right there, we're seeking the wrong type of faces in this season. And God is saying, turn. Turn from our wicked ways. Then will he hear from heaven.
Yeah.
See, it's a process. Then he will hear from heaven. Because some of us, we're not serious. Some of us, we are stuck because we refuse to believe that there is something actually in our life that is causing a bad stench in the nose of God. And I want you to know, if God can't detox us, then we will become spiritually unfit. It is the power of the Holy Ghost that will instruct you and direct you. The Holy Spirit will show us and give us instructions on how we should be cleansed. I'm not talking about going to those massage things. You got people where they think that they're really getting a spiritual cleaning. This is how you know it's deception. They go and get those massages, let those people put those oils on them, those lotions and stuff. That's witchcraft. Because you went and tingled when you got off the massage table. And you said, ooh, I feel so refreshed.
Wow.
Only in the body. But the spirit is still bound because the Holy Ghost was not in that massage. It was not in that lotion. It was not in that oil. It was not in them hot stones. If anything, they're adding on. They're transferring more spirits in your spirit. That's why, saints, you have to be careful in this season. Detoxing. God gave the woman of God this message. That's why it is so vital. Like King David began to say, God created me a clean heart, O God, and renewed the right spirit within me. He began to say that because David, because his sins, and I see right now in the Holy Ghost that the sin that you've been wrestling with for years and years and years and years, it has ever, 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 ever been before you. It touched you. It humps you. It drives you. And you say, I've been praying, I've been fasting, but I'm going to give you some instructions tonight by the Holy Spirit. God, when he ordained a fast, he give you instructions and directions of what you should do and how you should do it. Because if you're just fasting just to be fasting, then that is of none effect. Because you got people, they fast for the wrong reasons. If you're fasting and not praying and not reading your Bible, then it's just a diet. You got people fast for religious purposes.
And I want you to know tonight, sweethearts, that God is holy. That means there is no sin in God. No sin. The woman of God gave her by the STD, amen, and the Holy Spirit was speaking very expressly to the soul, to the mind, and to the body. What's connected to your body is connected to your spirit. What's connected to your spirit is connected to your soul. How many times a day shall a man or a woman be in the presence of the Lord? How many times a day, people of God?
All day.
Much, thank you. Much as possible. David began to say, you know, prophets, David began to say, create in me a clean heart, O God. Because, see, God is the only one that can create a new heart. We cannot do this. And some of y'all have tried to do it through self-will, girl power, man power. But there's no power but of God. Some of y'all, amen. Y'all don't read every book that it is, and I hear the Holy Ghost saying, and you're still bound with this sin. You don't bought every book, and you're still wrestling with this demon. Or demons. Demons are evil angels. That have been kicked out with the devil. Mm-hmm. There's nothing good about a demon. Demons, they come to destroy the temple of the living God. It is unlawful for any demon to be living in our body.
Amen.
The right order is that God is supposed to be living in our body. Amen. You can't serve two. Amen. You can't be Hanky and Panky. You can't be Jack and Jill. You can't be Heckle and Jekyll. You got to be made whole. The whole mind represents the spirit of God. God's spirit is the spirit of what? Fullness. Completion. When you see yourself having a double mind or bipolar withdrawal moment, that's not God. There's no unity in your community.
Amen.
You can go buy all them herbal teas, and I'm speaking apostolically. Some of y'all done bought all different types of those name brand teas. The herbal tea, the raspberry tea, the lemon tea, the stress-free tea. And you're still bound. It only feels good to the flesh, but the withdrawal, that demon is still there, the manifestation of it keep coming up in your spirit. King David was a man that was after God's heart. That's why he said, created me a clean heart. Amen. And we're chasing after God tonight because we want God to detox us. We don't want to keep putting spiritual Botox in our spirit and weighing us down. Some of y'all are hanging around people that are full of detox. You're trying to please your mama. You're trying to please your daddy. You're supposed to honor them, but they're not God. Come on now. I felt something right there. Shit, Ebosa. You're trying to please your boss on the job, bringing them cookies every day. They really want to tell you stop bringing them cookies and stuff. Yeah, they really want to tell you that. Stop bringing them gifts every day. I'm just keeping it 100 with you. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We shall know the truth. I said we, not thee, because I'm included. We, W-E, we shall know the truth. And the truth shall set us free on tonight. And the only way it's going to set you free, you got to realize that you got a problem going on. You got to realize that this demon has been sitting around on the throne of your heart for too long. I hear God saying, don't look at nobody else. God is saying, don't look at nobody else. This is an individual walk. I mean, we all going to stand before the Lord individually. Nobody is exempt. So the woman of God was talking about spiritual STD and clamps. Or what somebody done gave you crabs. And I'm talking spiritually. Those are them little demonic bugs, and in the natural, they look like little crabs. And in the spirit realm, them little demonic crabs, they much bigger than the ones that in the natural. They keep biting you because that's what they like to do. And you keep hitting, you say, something keep crawling on me. Them demonic spiders. I done seen them. I'm not talking out my neck. I'm talking from the throne room. If you want to be free tonight, oh, you can be free. You're so easy to give up. Yes, my say, Ebo Sata. You're so easy to throw in the towel because you have been through life circle and some things that you turn into a square. And some things that you turn into a triangle. Certain doors that you open, and you didn't realize that those doors was connected to the mind of the devil. A woman of God was really pulling from the throne room about detoxing. It's so serious in this hour. You want to be careful who lay their hands on you.
Amen.
I don't play that. Like they say, homie don't play that. I ain't homie, but I don't play that.
Amen.
Because they can have a detoxing spirit. One thing about the Holy Ghost, it never babble when it talks. It always speak clear, no matter what language you speak. It speaks clear. Now, if somebody's speaking in an unknown tongue, that's different. And the Holy Spirit let you know if that's him speaking, because he know his own voice. He ain't crazy. We're going to go on a break, and I want everybody just to relax. Relax. And think on the things that you want God to do. You want God to heal you tonight. And I want to say something else before we go on break. Stop jumping from line to line on Facebook. Everybody don't have the Spirit of God. They just want to get you up there and get your light bill money and whatever other money they can get. And how you know God wasn't there, there was no results. When you got off the line, you felt more heavier than when you got up there. You don't want to be sowing your seeds into a detoxing ministry. There's nothing dirty about God. God's mind is not dirty. But that devil, his mind is filthy, filthy. Some of y'all battle with all types of demonic thoughts. I bind it right now in the name of Jesus. I release the fire of God to burn that up from the root. You've been battling with this thing from a child. Come against it in the name of Jesus. We're going to go on a break. Then me and Prophet Brendan, we're going to finish talking. And we're going to let y'all marinate in this word. Because we all need the Lord. Not some of us. All of us do. But too bad some of them won't catch on until it's too late.
Thank you, God.
I need your glory.
I need your glory.
This is for the worship of this morning.
I want your glory.
Less of me.
Less of me and more of you is what I need.
Show me your glory.
Show me.
Religion, I want your manifest presence. Less of me,
less of me
and more of you.
More
is what I need.
What
come on, if you want his glory this morning, somebody say, show me your glory.
Show me your glory.
It will never be the same if you show me your power.
Show me your power.
Oh, that's right, but it's got to be less of me.
Less of me
and more of you.
More
is what I need.
More.
This is what happens to the body so many times.
So many times I tried my way, but all of the pain didn't go away.
Yeah.
I realized that only you
Hallelujah.
Can give me this love that is so true.
Somebody say, but it's got to be less of me, less of me, and more of your spirit, more of your anointing. That's what I need. Hey, somebody say, show me your glory.
Show me your glory.
Oh, come on, worship us. Show me your power.
Show me your power.
And I'll never be the same, but it's got to be less of me. I keep messing stuff up trying to do it my way. It's what I need. Come on, God.
So many times I tried my way,
but now
I realize that all you give me a love. Can give me a love that is due to me.
Come on, somebody lift your hands. Let's worship God in this place. Somebody say, show me your glory. Oh, God, I need your glory. Come on, less of me. Less of this flesh. More of your spirit. That's what I need. Oh, that's right. Come on, worship us. Open up your mouth. Let them hear your voice. Hey. You're the best of my God. Let your glory fall down. Oh God, for your glory, I'll do anything. That's what I want. That's what I need. Come on, party.
I need the glory.
God, we can't make it if you don't do it. That's what I need.
Hey,
show me your power.
Amen. We need God's glory, but the only way we're going to be able to see God's glory, the more he detox us.
Amen. Yes, God.
We need more and more of God. And the more God clean us, the more we can begin to hear God clearly and see God clearly. see his hand moving. See him in different situations. When your spirit is all clogged up like a sink that has something down in the pipe, it's really hard to hear God. That means that there is some uncleanness that is still there in your spirit that you're struggling with. I have heard people say, well, I've been praying and I've been trying to hear from God, but, you know, I can't hear him. There's because there is some uncleanness there. There are some attachments there that is still connected to your flesh, your body, your soul. Your soul is a very precious place. That's why David said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Because David knew what his soul had done been through in the process. He knew that he had to allow the Spirit of the Lord to afflict his soul. And afflictions are good when God is involved in it. I'm not telling you they feel good. Don't want to sound bipolar to nobody. But what I'm saying, when God has afflicted your soul to cause a strong deliverance through his Holy Spirit, then you could begin to say like David, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, every strength of my being. That means his body is in unity with the Spirit of God. And all that is within me, bless. Bless. Bless his holy name.
Yes, Lord.
Prophetess, go ahead on and say what God has given you. Amen.
I was sitting here and God began to talk about to remind the people also that what you cooperate with determines what and who you are in unity with. What you cooperate with determines what and who you are in unity with. So tonight,
yes.
I just want to encourage somebody to make a decision and choose who you want to be in unity with. And I pray that is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
Amen.
I know a lot of people are afraid to choose that path because they've seen people take that route. They know their story. They've seen the process that it appears to be harder to live for Jesus. And it does have that appearance, but it is so much more worthwhile. So much more worthwhile.
Yes.
In that process, God is steady building you. He's making you stronger. He's making you withstand some things so that you won't go back to those sin nature things, those things that had you caught up and in bondage and about to go crazy and lose your mind. So it's worth the process. It's worth the process to go through it. It's worth going through a detox, and it's worth giving it up. Living and doing the things in the world, it's just so easy to just go and do whatever you want to do. And when you think about it, that's really not good because you really don't have nobody holding you accountable to nothing. You're just free to go and do whatever you want to do. And then you're just freely opening yourself up to any and everything.
Come on.
So it's a process. But you can get there. So I just encourage somebody tonight to just choose Jesus Christ. Choose being on one accord with him and the Holy Spirit and God the Father. And choose being in unity with the Word of God. Choose to be in unity, fasting and praying and meditating on the Word and studying. Choose to be in unity and finding you a spirit filled church. choose to be in God's presence. Make that choice tonight and speak with it.
That's right.
Ask
and
God to help you move up from the inside to the out. Ask him to detox you from everything, every sin thing that is not in accordance with what the Word of God says. Ask him. He'll do it.
Amen.
Now, be mindful. I always tell people, he'll do it. But please be mindful that it is not going to be the way that you expect it to be.
Come on.
It is not going to happen overnight. It may not even happen in a month's time. But when you ask him, be ready if you are sincere. Only if you're sincere, be ready.
That's right.
For him to do it. He's going to do it. If you're not sincere, then okay. So be ready. If you ask for it and you're sincere, don't expect it to be no, like, popping a piece of candy in your mouth and then it's going to be over with. No, it's not.
That's right.
I always tell people that because I didn't know. But that's, I think, too, why a lot of people give up with walking that walk with Jesus, because when they ask him for something and he begins to do it, and yeah, they were serious when they did it. They had a great desire to be delivered from that thing, but when Jesus started the process, they didn't know that the process was going to have them all around the mountain and ay, ay, ay.
Amen.
So they stop and they don't go any further to be delivered from those other things because they don't want to go through, they don't want to go around the mountain and ay, ay, ay.
Right.
It was like, I'm not going through that no more. No. But you'd rather go through what the world has to give, which is nothing. You'd rather go through the whatever Satan has to offer, which is nothing. What
Amen.
God has to give is eternal, and it lasts forever. That's
yeah.
why the process is so hard. That's
Amen.
Why you have to go through a process. You don't have to go through no process to go out here and sin. You don't. You just go do it,
Amen.
And it's done.
Yes.
It's done, and then it's over.
Yes.
Choose Jesus. Choose to be in one accord with him. Ask him to begin to detox you in your mind, your heart, your body, and soul. Walk this thing out. Ask
yes.
God to send you some people that will be there to help you through the process, that will help strengthen you, that will encourage you, that will keep you, teach you how to stay the course, that will teach you how to run the race, that will teach you not to give up or to give in, to fight the good
Amen.
Fight, to keep going on, because it's worth it. It is worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it.
Yes, it is.
And it lasts. That's the beauty in it. It lasts.
Mm.
I feel better living the way that I do for God. If God came and he decided he wanted to take everything from me right now, I would be in so much peace because I know that I have him.
Yes.
My life on the things of the world and the things that I have, and my soul is not with Jesus, I will be lost.
Amen.
I will be lost. Me going to heaven is way worse than me having these things here on the world.
Amen.
So I choose to stay lined up with Jesus Christ, with the Word of God, not being perfect in this human body now. Please understand that. I do fall
Amen.
Short of the glory of God every now and then. But in my process, he's taught me how to pick back up, repent, turn from it, and keep going.
Amen.
So choose you this day. Jesus Christ and to be in unity and one accord with him. In
yes.
Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Prophetess Brenda said, choose you this day. Amen.
Amen.
Because many of us, you know, we become confused with choosing.
Yeah.
So we have to ask the Lord to help us to choose the right way. And then God even make the way plain. But because some people's mind are so detoxed with sin and stuff, they think it's just their mind talking to them. And so it really sends off a signal of them not for sure it was that God speaking to them, or they heard a voice, or they heard something. And that's how you know people don't really know God at all, when they say, well, you know, I heard something, or I heard a voice. But when somebody that has a relationship with God, they say, well, you know, God spoke to me and he told me. They've been very clear who spoke. God showed me what I need to do. This is somebody's spiritual inner man talking, that has that relationship with God, and their spirit has been detoxed by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
So it's so many ways that we all need to be detox properties. Brenda, I'm not above it. Nobody is above it. We all need to be detoxed each and every day. That is how
Amen.
The prophet Elijah was able to do the things that he did for God. He was a major prophet that did mighty acts for God. It took him dying also. We got Joshua. He was the commander of the army. He went through a process, but he had to go through the process of leading the children of Israel also. And he was a man of valor and of power and might. And he was afraid because he never led so many people such as them. But God began to encourage him. See, our thinking can be in detoxing, because when we feel like we can't do something, there's a fear would cause a stench of detoxing to try to make us change our mind about what the Lord wants us to do. And so we know that perfect love casts out all fear.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime God wants us to do something and the enemy tries to cause some type of fear, that means that we need to be made perfect in God's love. Detoxing still needs to be continually each and every day in our spirit. Amen.
Amen.
I just thank God for this topic, Prophetess Brenda. I thank God for using you in a very mighty way to break open the bread of life unto
Amen.
Our souls that are weary. And I want to say something. You may not be more detoxed than the next person, but that doesn't make you better than that person.
That's right.
Because, you know, you have some people that have those religious motives. It's easy to get religious in a minute now. But just because God has brought you from eating out the garbage cans to stealing and snatching people's purses, and somebody that is more dirtier than you in their spirit, you don't look down on them. You pray for them. You believe God with them. You believe God for them. And you believe
Amen.
That God is going to see them through. You still show the love of Christ, because love does cover a multitude of sin. And when love
yeah.
covers, that means that love began to detox that person that don't feel so good about themselves. See, we
Amen.
Don't want to cripple the Holy Spirit from moving directly. We want God to move directly and get to the point. And with God's love, God can work through us to help somebody else be detoxed, spiritually cleansed by the Holy Ghost, not by buying some portion and drinking it and putting more spirits in your body that was in that bottle than went in your spirit.
Amen.
So and we want God, ma'am. What you say now?
Oh, go ahead.
And so we want to be careful with what we think is cleaning our souls. Oh yeah, the devil is very tricky. He'll tell you, "Won't you buy this box of stuff right here?" And you know, you've been feeling kind of down, and you need to take this, and it'll lift you right up. Just as sure as you start taking it, you was already on the verge of wanting to kill yourself, and you take that stuff, and them spirits sitting right in that box waiting on you to put it in your body. If you put it in your body, you don't put it in your spirit just as well as your soul. I hope I'm not talking too fast tonight. That's why we have to watch what we intake. We have to watch what we intake in our spirit. It's so easy to get contaminated. It's so easy to get perverted. That's why David began to say, God, teach us how to guard our heart. And that means in every area, we have to be watchful, prayerful, in the Holy Ghost. Remember, the flesh cannot relate to the things of God because it is spirit. It is the spirit of the Holy Ghost. The flesh recognizes the flesh, and the spirit recognizes the spirit.
Yeah.
Well, don't problem.
Something you said earlier, just to let the people of God know that God, our detoxing processes will not be similar to the next person's because we all have different toxic waste.
Yes.
In us. So
Come
your
on.
Process is not going to look like your sister's or your brother's or your mom's or your coworker's because we all have different toxic waste.
Amen.
So you may have to take something a little bit longer than the next person.
Yes.
Your process might be stretched out wider. It may have to go years before, you know, your deliverance is going to be different from the next person.
Yes.
Because of the type of toxic waste that we've carried, that we, you know, carry in our bodies, our souls.
Amen. Amen.
God, Gloria just gave me that.
Amen. That's very powerful. That's very powerful. Because one thing about the Holy Ghost, it works in different levels in detoxing a person.
Mm-hmm.
So you got some people, they like to compare, well, I don't do this, but what's her name do that? Well, that's a spirit of self righteous. So you need to be detoxed from that. Yeah, it's so easy to point your finger at other people.
Yeah.
But you have to always look into the mirror of truth. You cannot take God lightly, people of God. You can't do that. I remember I used to take God lightly. I'm just being honest. I sure did. Because, see, I didn't know the in debt. I didn't know the in debt. I didn't understand the height. And what I'm saying is I didn't know just how deep God was.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand the height. I didn't understand the anointing, how high it could be in the kingdom of God. I didn't understand the width. How wide God was.
Yes.
I didn't understand. But God will help you to understand. I'm a living witness. Especially when people take him light. We got 8 minutes left on the show. I'm going to play another song. And then when I come back, I'm going to close it out. And I just want everybody to know on the line tonight that we must allow the Lord to detox us every day. We thank God for Prophetess Brenda Houston from Austin, Texas, right?
Bridget.
Can I say that right? Austin, Texas. What part of Texas you in?
No, you're right. Austin, Texas.
Okay. We thank God for her coming on and giving us revelation insight of God's word. That means that when she read the word, God gave her the meaning of it. That's what you call revelation insight. And we thank God for God using her. Anything you would like to say, woman of God, before we go into break?
I'll just bless God and thank you pray that somebody's change will come in the wee hours of the night. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And we thank God for all our callers, every last one of y'all. We thank God for you. We thank God for whatever struggle that you've been going through, that God allowed the axe to be laid at the root of the tree and that the Holy Spirit will pluck it up according to your obedience. If you would like to sow into the ministry, End Times Deliverance Ministries, Apostle Delilah May Gamble, you can go to paypal.com and put in my email, delilah474@yahoo.com. That's if the Lord is leading you to sow into the ministry. If not, you're still blessed of the Lord. Amen. We're not greedy for money around here, but it does help keep things going. So we're going to get ready to close out in a couple of minutes. And I just want y'all to enjoy the music, the anointed music that soothes the soul. And I want y'all to know we love you in the name of Jesus, not just in words, but in deeds. You can inbox us on Facebook, Apostle Delilah May Gamble, or you see Delilah May Gamble. You can inbox us, Prophetess Bridget. Her name up there is Bridget Ben Houston. You can inbox her. If you have any questions for the woman of God, have a blessed night. And remember, let's stay in the presence of God so that we can be clean properly. May God bless every last one of you. Remember, let's stay in God's presence. Be blessed Amen. Of the Lord. Amen. Amen.